This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is the teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra continues his insightful message titled How to Have a Successful Fast under the subtitle Hindrances to Fasting and Prayer based on Isaiah 59. Today he speaks about sin. Let's join in.
Number two hindrance, he said sin. What is sin? The word sin, it actually means to miss the mark. To miss the mark or not meet the standard. There is a standard, but you don't meet the standard. That's why Romans chapter 3 verse 23, it says, all have sinned, that's the word sin, and falling short of the glory of God. The glory of God is the nature of God. In this context, it means the nature of God. So God has a standard. So as Christians, what we do is that we must meet the standard. So for example, God has a standard of marriage, what he calls marriage. But you can also have your own standard. By your standard, when you are in love, you can go and live with the person. But the most important thing in marriage is love. It's not the signing. Many people have signed their divorce. We, our love is strong. We'll be there. That's your standard. It is not God's standard. So you have sinned and fallen short of the standard. That's what it means. You don't meet the standard. God has his standard of who a husband should be. He has a standard. So if you call yourself a husband, he expects you to meet the standard. God has his standard for who a pastor should be. 1 Timothy 3:1. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop then must be the husband of one wife. By God's standard, if he's looking at someone who wants to be a pastor, he doesn't ask whether you have been to a Bible school. There's nothing like a Bible school in that thing. All he will ask you, the first standard is, what kind of person are you at home? Because in public, you can be anything. At home, that's the real test. He said, that's my standard. I check who you are in the house. That's God's standard. But maybe for you, the standard is the person can pray. He has a deep voice. Oh yes, today the Holy Ghost is going to move very powerfully. I can feel some winds blowing in the air. And I know that something powerful is going to happen. And God will move in this place like a thunder. You see, it's nice to you. But to go, according to God's standard, that's nonsense. Put your hands together for you. That's completely nonsense. The third word is transgression. What is that? Transgression means to intentionally break a law that you know. Intentionally. Over the weekend, I was talking to somebody that I know, a friend of mine. I've known him for years. And he said to me, you know what? One day I went somewhere as a Christian and I saw this girl. And I could feel things moving in my body. And I told God, today dear, I will see. You see? That's intentional. You have even told him and even informed him in advance. Some of you, that's what you did just yesterday. You said, today. That's intentional. Now you see, when you kill somebody by mistake, it's called manslaughter. And you'll be punished for it. But when you kill somebody intentionally, it's called murder. That one, your judgment is harsher because it's intentional. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 14, the Bible says, Adam was not deceived. But the woman being deceived was in the transgression. The Bible says, when Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, it was intentional. But for Eve, she was genuinely deceived. But for Adam, he knew what he was doing. When God put him in the garden, the Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Genesis 2:18 says, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the fruit of the tree which is the midst of the garden thou shalt not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. It was a direct commandment. Eve wasn't there when God told Adam. At that time she wasn't present. So this commandment was actually given to Adam specifically. And when Eve came, he told Eve what God had said. But maybe Eve didn't believe it. But Adam knew it. That's a transgression. In Isaiah 44 verse 22, the Bible says, I have blotted out as a thick cloud your transgressions, and as a cloud your sins. So there, it tells you the difference. God calls a transgression a very thick cloud. You know what you are doing. You know. You have not spoken to your husband for 5 days and you know what you are doing. You are manipulating him to give you 1,500 Ghana. That's why you are Muslim. You know exactly what you are doing. You are a modern day witch. Manipulation. That's a transgression. So God takes transgressions seriously because it's premeditated. That's what Adam did. And you know what God did? He said to him, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of your wife, Genesis 3:17, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded you, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. I told you myself. He said, Adam, I can't spare you. He said, cursed is the ground for your sake. In sorrow shall thou eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth unto thee. In the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. Verse 19 says, out of it thou wast taken, dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. Why was the sentence so severe? Why is the transgression? He said, I told you myself. I told you myself. You know, sometimes when you're in the house, like my daughter, that I said, Chloe, close the door. Make sure the door is closed. When I come again, the door is open. Now this time I get angry. Did I not tell you to close the door? You see, now it's a transgression. It has moved from a sin, falling short of what I expect you to do. Now it has gone higher to a transgression. Now you know. So this time, my reaction is more extreme. And even it happens to us as human beings. So, hindrances. The Lord himself told Israel. He said, that's why it's not that I cannot save you. Not that I cannot hear you. He said, there are real stumbling blocks in the way. That's why when you pray, I don't hear. God has no favorites. It's all a question about principles and God's word. But God has no favorites. John 13:17, Jesus said, if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. Not when you hear them. If you do them. Acts 10:34, I perceive God is not a respecter of persons. God has no favorites. It's just based on principles of God's word. So the first point is the reason. Second point, the ramifications. Ramification means the implications. After iniquity, after sin, after transgression, what are the ramifications? In other words, what are the implications? In Isaiah chapter 59, which we read as a key scripture, God gave two implications. He said, your iniquities have separated you from your God. And your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear. Two implications. Implication number one, separation from God. Implication number two, God will hide his face from you. God himself is explaining why he doesn't listen to the prayer and fasting of some people. He's explaining God himself, not a preacher. Let's look at the first implication. The first implication, he said, separation. You know, you are with is very important. For example, if you go to a restaurant and you don't have money, and you have a friend who has money, it's different from going to that same restaurant with another friend who has no money. Because who you are with makes a difference. So there are some people, you are sitting them, you are buying food, you don't have to think about anything. You just have to order. You know they can pay. There are some people you have to calculate in your head. 20 plus 15 plus that plus this plus a tape. You have to be rolling in your head so that you make sure that you are just who you are with is very important.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that sin is missing the mark unintentionally, while transgression is intentional. Both hinder our prayer and fasting. Join us same time tomorrow for continuation of this message.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, you visited me in my dream and healed me. This one says, dear pastor, my wife gave birth to a baby boy last year, December, and the baby and mother were discharged. This little boy cried unnecessarily in the night. I know babies cry, but this one was something else. And every time I will have to pick him up and pray in tongues before he calms down. So one day this happened, and after I calmed him down, I fell asleep and had a dream. In the dream, I saw you in my room in a black and white suit, telling me that you were passing through and leaving immediately. I said, okay, but if you are leaving, why don't you pray for us? You then knelt down and laid hands on my little boy. When you started praying for him, electricity started going through him and me. In the dream, I saw electrical sparks coming from your hand. After this dream, something else happened. I used to have some growths on my genitals. But the following day, when I woke up to have my shower, a voice told me, take a look. Every growth had vanished. My boy is also sleeping peacefully.
We give God the glory.
Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? We give God the glory.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kaka Baby on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kaka Baby AirPod. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kaka Baby. It's that simple. Kaka Baby AirPod app. On the go with a word.
Good values have to be chosen intentionally, because there are people around. Don't try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20757515. That's +233 20757515.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20757515. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony, and how this podcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.